But I'm not going to live long enough to see us compete with them.
You know. When you walk through a store, can you tell the difference of leathers?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I can tell you where it's goat or sheep or calf or side leather or whatever.
Oh, goodness.
I bet you can't find a half a dozen people in Peavy that know the difference between, like, goat skins and sheep skins and side leather. Or I don't know if it really makes a difference anyway.
Well, you know, we went on a field trip to your place with the mayor a couple of weeks ago. Looks like you have a good operation there.
Yeah. I used to work with the mayor.
Yeah?
We worked for his uncle in the finishing shop.
What was that like?
Oh, man. Me and him used to have the worst jobs in the shop of cleaning out the spray machines and having to get up in the exhaust fans and scrape out all the gunk and extra finish and everything.
How old were you at that time?
I was about 21, 22, maybe 23.
Were you guys the youngest? That's why you had to do
it? Yeah. 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 Well, we used to do it for extra money, too. We'd stay there after everybody went home and, like, once every 2 weeks or something, clean it out.
I see.
Then we'd be, whatever the last color that had been spread through the machine, that's the color you'd be when you got out of there. You'd either be red or green or pink. And I'm sure we breathed in some stuff back then that bothered us, but you didn't really pay a lot of attention to it. Yeah, that was up Summit Industrial Park.
Did coming out of a machine blue or red, did that affect your social life?
Not really, because it would all wash off. You had to scrub a lot, but when I unloaded hides out of the freight cars, that would, unless you really paid attention to what you're doing, because your hands would smell like the hides. Then you'd go out at night and start dancing and start sweating and perspiring. But lemon juice used to take the smell off.
Where would you go dancing around here?
Well, the Yankee Club.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, the Yankee, that was a big, big place. That place used to be busy from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 1 o'clock every night. And there was a lot of other places around up the... There used to be up Route 1, used to be a place called the Wagon Wheels and the Balcony. But there was a lot of small places downtown that I can't even remember the names of.
You always stayed around this area?
Yeah. I can remember when I used to be out, stay out all the night, go in the shop, get in the dryer, and go to sleep on the table to make sure I got to work the next morning.
Did other guys do the same sort of
thing? Oh, yeah, there was guys that used to do the same thing.
Is there a stereotypical leather worker that you could say?
I don't think so, no. You met all kinds. Yeah. You met all kinds.
What about women?
There was a lot of women that worked on spray machines, catching on spray machines, measuring, catching on splitting machines or running split machines. Mm-hmm. A lot of women involved in the leather industry. Mm-hmm.
Were you guys nice to the women?
Oh, sure, yeah. Of course, you always had a good time. We used to get around a lot, which if you'd done today, they'd probably put you in jail, but back then nobody cared, you know.
Well, do you have any sort of last observations about leather, about your life, career, and working in leather?
Oh, no, I enjoyed it. Like I said at the beginning, I enjoyed just taking a piece of ordinary crust leather and making it into like a nice piece of smooth. And in my opinion, the leather industry, especially in the finishing business, you have to have a knack for what a piece of leather should feel like and look like, especially the feel of it. And I think it's something that you don't teach people. You can probably refine it some, but I think you're just born with it. You just know this should feel like this or it shouldn't feel like that. It's either too firm, too soft, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. It's not for everyone.